products made from soy oil may get even better as they stand to benefit from two new germplasm lines that produce high levels of oleic acid. Molecular biologist Kristen Ballou with USDA's Agricultural Research Service says that increasing soy oil's levels of the monounsaturated fat can avoid resorting to hydrogenation, which converts liquid oil into a solid like margarine and helps to improve shelf life and product quality. But it also generates trans fats, which alter the body's blood cholesterol levels, producing more of the bad LDL cholesterol than the good HDL cholesterol. In 2008, soy oil accounted for 70% of all edible oils and fats consumed in America, underscoring the importance of reducing trans fats in cooking, baking, and deep frying applications. And so far, tests show that these new beans increase the present level of oleic acid from 20% to 80%. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.